Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council audio podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. Today on the program, honored to have White River Township Fire Department Fire Chief Jeremy Pell joining us. Jeremy is going to talk about his decision to allow his staff to use CBD products, including Delta 8. And, well, why not? They are legal, and that's the way he views it as well. So we're going to talk with Jeremy. Jeremy, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to have you on the podcast. We do appreciate you coming in and joining us. And it's going to be a good one. We want to talk about first of all, we're going to talk about your background with CBD and hemp, that sort of thing. But the reason we've got you on here, one of the reasons we've got you on here, there was an article. I'm looking at the Fox 59, a local TV station website here. And I'm just going to read the title here. Fire Department Sparks Conversations. Not controversy, conversations after allowing staff to use CBD products, including Delta 8. So let's start with that. And we're going to get some background info on you and why, what got you to this point. But I'm assuming that you had staff members coming up to you and saying, we'd like to use these products. I'm assuming that's how it started.
You're very close.
All right.
When Indiana legalized CBD, our natural thought was, how does this work on the job as a firefighter?
Mm-hmm.
And my primary concern, and the firefighters here, including the union, said, we don't want somebody to get in trouble for something that's perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really the catalyst for it, because that would not be fair at all for mm-hmm. someone to look for a therapeutic way to make their life a little better, have something that's perfectly legal in the state of Indiana, and then find out they got in trouble for it. So mm-hmm. that was our starting point.
And how would you detect that they were using CBD products, including Delta 8, if you did not, for instance, say, okay, guys, it's okay to do it? Were they doing it anyway? Was it, again, it's a legal product. So were mm-hmm. they doing it anyway and ask permission, or did you take the initiative and just say, hey, guys, in case you're wondering, yes, you can?
I took the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not just by myself. I've got a great union and I've got a great membership here. And I said, yep, you're right. And I took the initiative to start talking with our legal team to say, okay, what happens if? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody to get in trouble.
Sure.
And it grew from there.
Mm-hmm.
And the knowledge grew. And it grew among all of our organization, from our district board all the way down through the men and women of the department, to understand what CBD is and what it isn't,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and how it helps us deal with the emotional trauma that we face on a regular basis.
And we're going to get into the positive aspects of that, but let's knock down any negative here at first. Did you have any blowback from anybody on staff or anybody in the community that's wondering, and I'll use the term that my father, God bless him, used to use, to where they're all hopped up on that marijuana? I mean, again,
no.
You know, folks that do not understand CBD and Delta 8, they do equate that. So have you had blowback on that, or are we improving as a society where people are understanding that it's a legal product and not a problem?
It would be fair to say that people were cautious.
Mm-hmm.
So think of a standard response of being, huh, I don't know about that. Why don't you tell me more?
Okay.
So
is this the
only resistance, and I wouldn't even consider that resistance.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only caution that I got out mm-hmm. of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very quickly accepted as science. And I use the analogy as a society, we have liquor stores all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And liquor has done so much damage to our society in drunk driving and workplace injuries from people who are trying to self-medicate and deal with emotional problems using alcohol. And we have not had that with CBD. We have not had a single case mm-hmm. since we started talking about this that became a problem, because we're talking about something that's legal that doesn't impair our employees.
Okay. And when did you take this to your attorneys, to the powers that be, to make sure it was all good to go? How long ago was this?
I believe it's been somewhere around a year ago.
Oh, okay, a year ago. And have you had an uptick in staff members using CBD or Delta 8 because maybe you educated them about that and they felt it would be good for them and it is, or the opposite?
Honestly, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because number one, it doesn't impair.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I've not had a single on-duty impairment from CBD.
Mm-hmm.
We've had problems with alcohol, as other departments have.
Sure.
But no, not a single incident. And secondly, I'm the fire chief, and I'm here to be responsible for their well-being, and it's not any of my business what they do off-duty, because mm-hmm. it's legal.
Well, now let's talk about this. Have you seen it have a positive effect on any staff members? Again, you're not involved in their medical practices. You don't know what's going on with each individual person unless they
Correct.
Offer that information to you. So we all understand that. But again, you know, this is a newspaper article. This is, on Fox 59. So it's something that certainly is at the should be, I would imagine, a topic of conversation at some point amongst the staff. So are they looking at this as a positive aspect? And is it helping? Have any of them given you a testimonial that it's helping their daily lives?
Yes, there are people that are comfortable talking about it. And the information that I have gotten, and I would certainly get both sides, because I would get the discipline side of it, and then I get the good stories too. And the good stories are, hey, Chief, guess what? I don't really feel the need to go home and slam three beers after a stressful shift, because I'm using some of these CBD products, and I'm using them regularly, and they seem to balance out and give me a little healthier perspective of what I deal with on the job.
All right, Chief Pell, let's talk about your personal experience. You're the one that brought this up. You took the initiative to make sure to let them know that it's okay. What propelled you to that point? So let's back up to when you first found out about CBD, Delta 8, those sorts of products, and what is your interest, or did you have interest in it, or is this just something that you read and said, hey, guys, this is legal, go ahead and do it?
I have interest in it. I've been a firefighter for 34 years, and I have my own traumas. I have my own, what I affectionately call a PowerPoint slide of calls that I've been on, that they're just going to be part of my history. So it intrigued me when I think about my responsibility for the health and well-being of our employees, our firefighters and EMTs and paramedics. Could this be something that really does have a beneficial effect? So I followed it through the legislature and that process. And I would say that those two thought processes converged. Number one, it would be incredibly unfair for someone to get in trouble for something that is a legal product in the state of Indiana. And number two is I hope this really does live up to the therapeutic effects that it has. So looking at those two thought processes, it was no question that we needed to move forward with it, which is exactly what we did, and that's why we're talking about it.
Was that the reason that you promoted this, or not necessarily promoted it, but brought it to the attention and let them know that it is an alternative?
Yes. I'll start with some things that some points that I believe are just common knowledge.
Okay.
There is no doubt that firefighters, police officers, paramedics, EMTs, and dispatchers suffer trauma from the emergencies we deal with. It is nearly cliche in our society to say, hey, let's go out and have a few drinks. We'll get your mind off things. And the science shows that there's strong, strong potential in CBD. So those all converged to make it, a very good both business and human issue to try to figure out if this would help the well-being of our employees.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you gotten any blowback from any other fire chiefs? Again, some, I would assume some of them might be a little weary of the, you know, allowing CBD because maybe they don't have the education you do or the facts you do, and immediately in their minds they're going to think, well, we don't want all our firefighters failing a THC test.
Right. I have not. I'm not foolish enough to think that those opinions aren't out there. And I don't have the corner on having the right opinion, but I have not had any direct pushback on it.
And
tells me we've grown as a fire service to look at ways that we can help our firefighters.
And I assume that up to this point, you've had no one fail a drug test because they're consuming CBD.
Correct. We've had no one fail drug tests because they're using CBD. And I want to be clear about this too, is we still have a very solid, modern, progressive, drug-free workplace policy. And we still monitor our employees. We still test anytime someone gets in a vehicle accident. And this CBD issue has not caused any problems. And we've not relaxed our drug policy. You cannot be impaired on duty as a firefighter or paramedic or an EMT or a police officer or
sure.
or dispatcher. So we have not had any downsides, and we have not watered down any of our policies.
All right, and obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but I'm assuming you've also had no blowback from the State Firefighters Union. Are they in support or no comment, or are they concerned?
Boy, that's a question that they're going to have to answer. But I'm on very solid ground with the union, and we're partners in leading a fire department and caring for firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics.
All right, now let me ask you another question, and this is maybe not even an answerable question for you, but you know, one of the reasons we're talking is because, again, this is a story that's been circulating that it's a, you know, kind of a big deal that a fire department is allowing their staff to use CBD products, including Delta 8. Now, I would assume there's a lot of fire chiefs out there that have not even asked, or, you know, again, if they're not failing a drug test, as you said, what they're doing in their personal time, whether it's Coca-Cola or whatever, if it doesn't show up on a drug test, they're not, you know, committing a crime. But I'm wondering, and if you might have thoughts on this, maybe from conversations you've had, why would this do you see this as a controversial thing? Or again, are you getting, in your opinion, more support than blowback?
I don't think it needs to be a controversial thing. I think it needs to be a good civic discourse. And it needs to be something that we keep an open mind about and decide how to deal with as a society. And that can be taken as controversial, but it doesn't have to be. It's educational. What does this do? How do we deal with it? How do we leverage all the benefits and not have any of the negatives? And in the case of CBD, that's doable.
Well, as human beings, we love controversy. Obviously, the times we live in proves that. But let me ask you one more question. What was the catalyst for you to, as I said, I'm sure there's other fire chiefs that just say, hey, whatever you do, but What made you decide to bring this out publicly? What was there? Was it a big deal at all? What form and fashion did you make it public? Was it a written statement? Was it just something you told somebody? I'm just kind of, you know, trying to trace it back to why Fox 59 would make a big deal out of it. Something, again, that's
sure.
Like, hey, my firefighters drink soda pop. Hey, that sparks a conversation. I mean, I'm just wondering why they would consider that and how that, you know, what was the catalyst for that?
Yeah, that's fair. And yeah, you're right. You're supposed to take care of your bodies and be healthy for us. Why in the world would you eat fried food and drink soda? But this is different because it's new to society. And there was a law that was passed. And the firefighting community is, it's a close community, but it's also broad reaching. So there was a reporter at Fox 59, a journalist at Fox 59, that had a connection with a firefighter at another fire department and said, oh gosh, White River's doing this. I really wish we could. And that was the catalyst for that story. So this journalist said, well, I'll just go ask them. And when they come ask, like we discussed in the beginning, that I'm not looking to do podcasts and be on the news media, but I'm proud of our department and we have a good story to tell. And when we tell that, when we have a good story, then I want people to know about it. So I'm perfectly comfortable talking about this.
Well, you should do more podcasts, Chief Pell. You do a fantastic job. You got a great voice. You might have a future in radio.
Oh, you think?
There you go. All right. Once again, Jeremy Pell. Jeremy is the fire chief of White River Township Fire Department. Jeremy, is there any other topics, anything else we need to hit on regarding CBD and Delta 8 here with the White River Township Fire Department?
Well, I'll leave you with this one thought, just because it weighs on my heart, and it won't take me very long. But I learned quite a while ago when I accepted the responsibility of leading a department, learned from a podcast, that as your mission gets clear, the options are fewer, and the decisions become easier. And our mission in the fire service is to save lives and protect property. And my role as fire chief is to save lives and protect lives of the men and women in the department. So I see this as one thing that I can do to improve their quality of life. And hopefully it's the difference between them self-medicating and potentially harming themselves and the alternative of using a good therapeutic product in combination with the EAP and talking to family and living a long, emotionally healthy and physically healthy life and enjoying their career. So that mission's clear. The options are few. The decisions are easier. This decision was easier because I see it as going to our mission of caring for the men and women of the department.
Absolutely, and I think that is a great decision. And again, thank you so much and your staff for all that you guys do, all the firefighters out there. As a resident, as a tax-paying resident of Greenwood, and I roll around Johnson County. As a matter of fact, last night I played at the Bargersville Farmers Market as a musician, and you guys were you there?
No, but I live four blocks from there. We often frequent that farmer's market.
You probably heard me then. Nonetheless, we always feel safe, and you guys do a fantastic job. Once again, Jeremy Pell, Fire Chief, White River Township Fire Department. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great conversation, and we look forward to having you back sometime soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate what you do, too, to educate people.
All right, thanks so much for joining us, Jeremy. And again, hopefully we'll get Jeremy back on the program here soon and get some updates. Once again, that is Jeremy Pell, Fire Chief of the White River Township Fire Department. And that's just about going to do it for this edition of the Midwest Hemp Council Audio Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. So long, everybody.